This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, November 1st. Well, corn volatility increases ahead of the next USDA report from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Scott Shelley.
The first thing that comes to my mind when I speak about corn is how this market's shaping up towards November the 8th, the USDA report. Why do I bring that up? If I'm talking to young traders, and I've been doing this over 30 years, we're going to start to see the volumes get thinner and thinner as we see folks either consolidate or at least entrench their positions or maybe get out of their positions. What that does is with the less and less volume and those types of trades happening, it gets a little bit more volatile. So that's something you have to kind of be mindful of. Now, if you like volatility, I kind of like volatility, but as you get closer and closer to those days, you're either going to be really right or really wrong if you're trying to trade it on a day-to-day basis because of the volatility. So you need to be kind of taking care.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down a half point at 501. December corn was down 0.75 points at 389 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day down 5, ranging from 595 to 605. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 1.5, ranging from 579 3/4 to 584 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 0.5 points, ranging from 644 to 664. Live cattle for October was down $1.70 at 111.67 and a half. October feeder cattle was down 7.5 cents at 146.05. And November class 3 milk was down 9 cents at 2012. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.